With Hashem's loving grace, we welcome you to Emunah Beams, your channel of faith and inspiration, broadcasting from the beautiful southern coast of the Holy Land of Israel with your host, Rabbi Lazer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Sweetest Fruit. King Solomon, he talks about what's sweet in two different places, but he seems to contradict himself. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 17, he says that stolen waters are sweet. But he turns around Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, and verse 11, and he says that the sleep of an honest laborer is sweet. Okay, so if you want to taste sweetness in your life, what do? Do you steal or do you perform honest labor? What's going on here? Well, first of all, let me assure you that King Solomon, the wisest of all men who ever walked the face of the earth, he didn't contradict himself. He knew what he was talking about. We simply have to take a closer look at each of his expressions to see that they actually complement one another rather than contradicting each other. Let's see how. If we open up the Gemara in Tractate Bava Kamma, page 119a, the Gemara tells us that stealing a mere penny, what the Gemara calls Sheve Pruta, a mere penny from someone, it's tantamount to murder. It's taking his soul away. It's really stiff language. So we learn there that the sweetness of stolen goods that King Solomon was talking about, it's really not sweetness, but it's chocolate-covered poison, because anyone who steals is going to get the book thrown at him, not only in the next world, but eventually in this world too. So maybe he's got the sweetness of a quick gain, but it's going to turn bitter very quickly. So guess what else our sages categorize as stealing? In the Gemara in Tractate Brachot, they say that partaking of anything in this world without making a blessing is just like stealing from the Almighty. Well, a lot of people don't like hearing this. They protest and they say, hey, what are you talking about? I didn't steal that food. I paid for that loaf of bread at the supermarket. Okay, my friend, maybe you're not stealing from the supermarket, but it's still stealing from the Almighty if you eat that loaf of bread without making a blessing before and afterward. Because the supermarket, they didn't send the rain clouds that watered the wheat field, that enabled the wheat to grow, that eventually became the flour or the loaf of bread that you bought at the supermarket, with a lot of other stages in between. It was controlled completely by the Almighty. Well, maybe you paid the bakery, or you paid the supermarket, but you didn't pay the Almighty if you didn't make a blessing. The same goes for anything in life. Let's take, for example, medicine and medical care. Yeah, you paid the doctor, you paid the pharmacist, you paid your medical insurance, but they don't operate your heart. They don't make your heart, your lungs, your eyes function properly. The Almighty does that, and He's the one that deserves our thanks. So with this in mind, we can understand what King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, that the sleep of an honest laborer is sweet. So what does the Gemara call labor? What's honest labor? See, first of all, let me say that the blessings that we make, they come under the category of prayer. Our blessings, our benedictions, they're a type of prayer. And our sages call prayer labor of the heart, avodah shebelev. So when you pray for whatever you receive in life, the object of your prayer becomes the sweetest thing on earth. It's sweet fruit. We therefore can reach a really amazing conclusion that it should be an absolute obligation in our daily lives. You know what that is? Whatever we pray for becomes sweet fruit. Not only sweet fruit, the sweetest fruit on earth. But if we receive something that we didn't pray for, it not only will not have a blessing, it may haunt us, may have a curse, and it turns bitter. That's the chocolate-covered poison we're talking about that happens when somebody gets something from stealing. Okay, didn't steal for person, he stole from the Almighty. I'll give an example. Take a guy that wins $20 million in the Irish lottery. Okay, yesterday he was a bus driver, and he came home. He had his salary and may do it with whatever salary. A little bit more, a little less, a little more luxury, a little less luxury. But he had peace of mind. He had nobody bothering him. All of a sudden, he wins $20 million. He bought a lottery ticket, but he didn't pray for it. So he can't get a good night's sleep anymore. You know why? Because his telephone and his doorbell are ringing day and night with all types of long-lost relatives and friends looking for handout and a loan, and I did this for you, and I did that for you. And our lottery winner, he has no more peace and quiet. You know, a lot of people, they get a windfall, and they go crazy. Why? Because they didn't pray for it. They didn't prepare a spiritual vessel to handle the light of that blessing. So we see when a person doesn't pray for what he receives, what he or she receives, it doesn't have a blessing to it. You know what that teaches us? Don't take anything in life for granted. Pray for all your needs. And in the meanwhile, thank Hashem for what you have. Thank Hashem for what you already have and pray for what you need. But before you do anything, not just for what you need, pray. Before you put your keys in the ignition, pray, make a short prayer, you get in the car, so you could arrive safely at your destination. Look how many traffic accidents, terrible, terrible accidents, fatal accidents. It's not a foregone conclusion that we're going to get safely to our destination. We have to pray for it. If you're in business and before you go to work, say a minute or two to ask the Shem, dear God, help me succeed in work. Before you make that sales pitch to the prospective buyer, say a half a minute, 30 seconds of prayer. Hashem, put the right words in my mouth that I should be able to convince my buyer, and I should believe in what I'm doing, believe in my own product. So when I buy a product, a person that can, you can work for 2 months and not sell a single house in real estate, and you can work for 10 minutes and make a great, tremendous tens of thousands of dollars in commission. And if you're at home, you're cooking for Shabbat, pray for when you put that cake or that Shabbat dinner in the oven that it should come out and it tastes wonderful. And you know what happens when it does come out? Because it's exquisite and everybody says it's delicious, it's wonderful, then you really feel a Shem in your life. And when you sold that house and you get that fat commission that you prayed for, you'll know that it was a Shem helping you. And that is ever so sweet, just like a ripe watermelon on a hot August day. So the wonderful thing about the sweetness of prayer is that it neither spikes your blood sugar or is it fattening. It won't make you fat. But yet prayer is the sweetest fruit on earth. You know why? When you pray for something, you won't become smug or arrogant when you get it. Now you can understand why Hashem doesn't answer our prayers. See, if we become smug or arrogant, this takes us away from Hashem. And Hashem is a loving Father. He wants us close to Him. So He won't give us anything if it's going to make us smug or arrogant. So when we pray for it, we know it doesn't come from us. It comes from Hashem. And so we're humble. So if we're going to remain humble, and Hashem can give us that new car, that new house, or would let us get accepted to the university of our choice, or let the job of our choice, or get that wonderful soulmate that we're dreaming of, and it won't make us arrogant, and won't say, oh, the might of my right hand gave me this, then Hashem will be happy to give it to us. But we often delay our own abundance in life because we don't pray for it. And when we get it, oh, we think that was the might of our right hand, that this made us, and this makes us arrogant. By becoming arrogant, a person is distanced from Hashem. So when you pray for something, you won't become smug, you won't become arrogant, because you know that it came from Hashem. So the more you pray, and the more you depend on God for whatever you need, then the more readily you'll see your prayers answered, and that is ever so sweet. So try it, cherished brothers and sisters. You'll love it. God bless always. And may Hashem answer all your prayers for the very best. Amen.